his problems, should we think that Krishna is everything and Krishna will take care of problems? Or should we work practically to deal with the problems and feel that, okay, after the problem is dealt with, then I can serve Krishna? Which way is appropriate? It's not that this is right and this is wrong. Generally speaking, we should not see the material and the spiritual as competitors. That means what? Say that, you know, we need food to eat. So, my food is not a competitor to my Krishna Bhakti. My food is what I need so that I can do Krishna Bhakti. But sometimes if I become obsessed with food, then it can become a competitor. Sometimes if I don't have any food, then also it can become a competitor because I get distracted. So Krishna says in the Gita that those who eat too much or those who eat too little, they cannot practice bhakti or they cannot practice yoga. So in some situations, that competitive role does take place. So with respect to money, we all need money to live. Now, if I become obsessed with money, then that money consumes me and becomes a competitor to Krishna. If I don't have any money, then also it causes so much anxiety that I can't think of Krishna. So in exceptional situations where there is too much scarcity or too much attachment, too much obsession, then the material can become a competitor to the spiritual. But in general, the material is a resource that we need so that we can practice the spiritual. And now, when we face problems, there are the two extreme situations. One is that Krishna will take care of everything and so I don't have to bother about the problem at all. The other is, this problem is everything. And unless this problem is solved, I can't do anything else. So what happens sometimes, the more we think of a problem, the problem seems to grow bigger and bigger. The problem seems to take a life of its own and the problem itself becomes our life. No, what will I do? What will I do? What will I do? Oh, sometimes getting a little distance from the problem, it helps us to say, okay, this problem is there, it's big, but I can deal with it, I can live with it. So we can't let that problem become everything. So it may be a financial issue, it may be a relational issue, it may be a health issue, whatever it is. It needs due attention. But while giving it due attention, we can see it as an impetus for going closer towards Krishna. And we shouldn't think that just because I'm a Krishna Bhakta, I don't have to deal with the problems. Nor should I think that because I have a problem, I'll postpone my Krishna Bhakti till I solve the problem. Rather, you can think that actually I need to solve the problem, but my Krishna Bhakti will help me to better solve the problem. So Krishna Bhakti, how it can help us is, you know, we just take shelter of Krishna. Krishna can miraculously solve the problem sometimes. But even if that doesn't happen, just by practicing our Krishna Bhakti, by chanting, praying, we'll get a little distance from the problem. And the problem will not seem so big. And then we'll be able to find a better solution to it. Okay.